USA Radio News.
Tropical Storm Florence has pretty much stalled over the Carolinas. Meteorologist John Quadriero says some places could be swamped by up to 40 inches.
For us, by no means is the risk for flash flooding over. The potential for heavy rains will continue through tomorrow and into the first part of the upcoming week.
The rain is expected to continue for days, which means more risk of flooding. Officials say they don't want anyone out in the streets when they can't see well because of the flooding and because of downed power lines. Also, with no power, there's no streetlights. At least a dozen people have been killed. President Trump has approved making federal funding available in some counties. He plans a visit to the region next week. And Governor Roy Cooper says a little more than 20,000 people are staying at 150 shelters. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has taken blunt aim at his predecessor John Kerry for what Pompeo calls actively undermining U.S. policy on Iran.
What Secretary Kerry has done is unseemly and unprecedented.
President Trump is accusing Kerry of holding illegal meetings with the hostile Iranian regime, which the president says can only serve to undercut our great work to the detriment of American people. Australian authorities are warning its citizens against eating certain brands of strawberries after some have been found to contain hidden sewing needles inside. The needle scare started with the Berry Obsession, Berrylicious, and Donnybrook brands, but it has expanded to include three more, Love Berry, Delightful Strawberries, and Oasis brand. Officials are saying that all strawberries, regardless of the brand, should be cut before they're eaten. It's unclear exactly how many strawberries have been compromised. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A Dallas mother speaks out against the officer who killed her son, USA's Rick Vincent reports.
The mother of both of them, Shem Jean, demanded Friday that Officer Amber Geiger, whom she called the devil, be fired from the Dallas Police Department for fatally shooting her son in his apartment. And she blasted police for revealing they found 10 grams of marijuana in his apartment.
To have my son smeared in such a way, I think shows that they're persons who are really nasty, who are really dirty, and are going to cover up for the devil, Amber Geiger.
Family attorney Lee Merritt says Geiger should not be a Dallas police officer.
Understand whether the charge is manslaughter as it currently stands, or if it eventually goes to where it ought to be, which is murder, the city of Dallas needs to send out a message that there's no place for a woman like that on the police force.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The CDC says seven states are now reporting obesity rates at or above 35%. John Clemens has more.
In a similar report 5 years ago in 2012, all states had obesity rates lower than 35%. But now seven states, Alabama, Arkansas, Iowa, Louisiana, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and West Virginia, made the list. In the current survey, obesity prevalence ranged from a low of 22.6% for Colorado to a high of 38.1% in West Virginia. I'm John Clemens,